We are known as South Africans for our amazing exports, whether it's our delicious Outspan oranges or Charlize Theron and the other amazing people that we see in Hollywood. And this young man that we're about to interview is no different. We are chatting to Sanwa Sakuba, who is a multi-award-winning South African performing artist, director, choreographer, producer. And he's taken the energy to put back into his community and founded the Sanwa Sakuba Institute for the Performing Arts. We've been following Sanwa's career for a while now, and we're always amazed by the amazing spaces that he occupies and the opportunities that he creates for young people like himself and people from the communities that we serve. So it's a great pleasure to have Sanwa on the show with us today. Sanwa, what an amazing journey. I would love for you to share with our listeners how this journey started and help us to journey with.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be just talking about my own life, essentially, and just also like what it is that we're doing here in Cape Town. My journey as an artist and creative started a very long time ago. I think I may have been about five or four when I watched the film of Sarafina. And it essentially was the, and I actually was a bit too young to have been watching the film, considering the subject matter of.
Exactly.
And I remember we recorded it on VHS, and I remember I used to watch it almost every single day, essentially.
Oh, wow. You were
And
definitely a fan.
what essentially intrigued me about it was their ability to communicate such a heavy topic and story through singing and dancing, and that was the first thing that kind of hit me, and that stayed within me for a very, very, very long time. And then, then I got into school, and I did, I was in the choir, I was in, the band, I did drama, but
You did all the good creative stuff, Sanwa.
it never. I did everything essentially, and I think then in about I think it was about 2002 when I watched a production of The Sound of Music, and that's when the theater bug really, 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 really hit, where I just then started to see how an actual stage production is put together, where the magic actually happens, where the actors come on stage, the lights do everything, and there's so many different elements that put together a production. And then I was like, okay, this is exactly what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And
Amazing.
yeah, and that was, and then I essentially got into productions. Right up until through to matric, when I was in grade eight, I directed and choreographed my first production with a couple of my friends in East London. And I mean, we were little teenagers, we were about 14, 15, directing and choreographing our fellow schoolmates. And that was absolutely fantastic. And we did that for a couple of years. And after that, I then, was like, you know what, this is going to be my career. I then was ready to go and study, the arts. And I spoke to my parents about it. And, parents are not always, supportive when it comes to the arts. But I was lucky in the sense where my parents had seen my journey. They were always there at the shows. And so they kind of were like, okay, this is essentially what he's interested in doing, so let's just be supportive. And that's that. Then began my
Amazing. It always, I think our parents just don't want us to starve. They want to see us in careers that, literally are the traditional safe careers. Yeah.
Absolutely. Then became then began my journey. With full, essentially my training. I was a student at the Waterfront Theatre School here in Cape Town. I did dance, I did, the music, I did acting, I did,
With Delia
yes, with Delia
Sainsbury, right?
Sainsbury.
I still bump into her at the theatre. I saw her the other evening at the Ubuntu Foundation auction, and I'm always excited to see her because she's one of those evergreens.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, so while I was there, I did all of my training. I did some teaching qualifications while I was there, and finished. And then immediately after, I think in my final and fourth year, while I was there, I then decided to go to the Broadway Dance Center in New York City. And that was the beginning of another level of just craziness. And I got in there, and it opened my eyes to so many different things. And just the intensity of how much bigger you can dream, and how much bigger and just like the level of excellence, and the level of how productions and everything else is done, outside of our country. There's so much knowledge that one can get in being exposed to, stuff that's
Absolutely.
outside of our country. So that was a big eye opener for me. It was a huge cultural shift, I must say, moving from South
But you
Africa.
embraced it because here you are.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was alone. I went there all alone. I didn't have my parents there. I just got on a flight, and I flew to New York, and it was what it was. And yeah, then I
Honestly, Sanwa,
continued.
you are our hero because you know what they say in that song, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. New York has got to be the roughest transition for anybody. And you know, coming
Absolutely.
from the Eastern Cape and all that open space and mountain, and
Yeah.
suddenly you're jostling for pavement space in New York City.
Exactly. No,
It's
absolutely.
crazy.
No, it's there's nothing else about it. Like, it's the weather. It was, oh my goodness, it was something else on its own. And yeah, I stayed there a couple of years. I did a couple of training programs while I was there. I was at the Ailey School, the Martha Graham School.
Oh,
Yeah,
that is
and then
legendary. That is a very special school.
yeah, those are big schools, and I'm just like so honored and grateful to have had the opportunity to study with so many people that are just very well experienced, and have so many and have such gravitas within our industry and our careers. And so, and then after that, I came back to South Africa, and I began my professional career here, where I did a couple of productions, toured around the world as well.
Amazing.
And, to kind of top it all off, I then got into my dream show of Lion King. And that was the final production that I actually did. That was a big scale, production, and I got into it. I'd always
Yeah, I
dreamt of
mean,
getting
what a
into
flourish, Sonwa. What a flourish. That is a
it.
special production.
Yeah, it is honestly, it is the peak job that anybody can essentially do, and it's absolutely amazing, and anybody that has seen it would attest to that. And yeah, and then after I finished that, I was like, you know what, I need something else. I need more challenges in my life. And then I decided to open the institution, because I felt as though that there was room for more people like myself to do all of these things. And I had been lucky that I had had my parents support me and everything. And I felt as though that I needed to also kind of possibly not necessarily be a parent for other young people. I felt like our people always need additional support.
Mentorship and
Yes.
you create agency, you hold space
Yeah.
for people just
Yeah.
by being, and then you almost become a leader by default because people look up to you and then they have these expectations, and
Yeah.
you just meld into that role because you remember the times when you were all alone and
Absolutely.
you would have loved to have had that, and here you are. I
Absolutely.
mean,
Absolutely.
you know,
Yeah.
just creating this agency, holding space for young people. And
Yeah.
here we have this wonderful production, a favorite of all of us coming up, called Moana. I mean,
Yes.
if there isn't a feel-good movie, I don't know. But here we're going to have it on the stage.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's going to be amazing. So tell us about the creative process that left that led to Moana?
Ah, Moana is such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful story. And what's always so interesting, I always like to do stories and productions that have some kind of relation to our African roots as well. And if you look at the fibers of Moana, there's a bit of an Africanness to it, in the sense where, she gets this calling. And that was one of the reasons why I was like, this is very, very related to how we are as Xhosa people. And, she's seen as that leader, and she garners the strength. And, it's one of those stories where I was like, you know what? It's such a good message, and so many young people need to actually see it. We all know the story, and I just it holds such a special place in my heart. So yeah, that's how I actually got into it. And
Amazing, amazing. So now, when does Moana kick off? Where is it playing? How do we get tickets?
Moana starts, we open on the 16th of December, and it runs up until the 23rd of December. There's performances every single night, so every single day. There's two performances every single day, one at 11 o'clock in the morning, and then as well as 7 o'clock in the evening. Tickets are available at theatre at www.theatrearts.co.za. And yeah, that's it.
Well, we are super excited, Sonwa. We are super excited to have you in our city. We're looking forward to Moana. I'm sure there's going to be some very eager, beautiful young talent that we see.
Yes.
And we're wishing you and the cast and the team all the very best for this upcoming production. It's going to be loads of fun. And
That
the
is such a
timing
dream.
is perfect because it's slap bang in the middle of the school holidays.
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic. How wonderful chatting to you, Sonwa. And welcome back
Absolute pleasure.
home. I think, they say all the beautiful people belong in the Western Cape. And here you are now, wonderfully geographically placed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for chatting to us, Sonwa, on Jet Setting with Janet. We're looking
Thank
forward to watching
you.
Moana.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
Ciao, ciao, bye.